Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam, and for Chris Broussard. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to talk with Charlie Goldsmith. He covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer, so we'll go to Cincy and get some insight on what's happening with them and their thoughts. And don't forget, in hour number three, Lamar Mitchell from BetMGM, he stops by as well, and we'll do some betting and the pigskin pickoff as well. So, Ephraim, here for hour number two, let's start here with Jim Harbaugh, and we just asked Mike Golic Jr. about where he's going to wind up. I'm with him. I think he's going to go to the NFL. If you remember last year, he left Michigan to go to a Minnesota Vikings job interview on signing day. Like he really thought he was going to get the job. I would have been like, can we do this the day after signing day? Like signing day where I'm doing an interview? Like it was really bizarre. And then he got there and they were like, no, you're not getting a job offer, and you can go outside and eat yellow snow. We're not hiring you. And I mean, and it was him, he was embarrassed. Like, he didn't get the offer. He really thought he was going to get the offer at the Vikings. And he was kind of persona non grata for what had happened at Michigan. But anyway, he's back on top. They've won the Big Ten 2 years in a row. They've been to the college football playoffs 2 years in a row. He had an undefeated season until TCU punched him in the mouth. So now he's viable again in the NFL. And he had a success in the NFL, went to the Super Bowl. He was the guy who put Colin Kaepernick on and decided to make a change at quarterback, and it worked out and all that, Ephraim. But there's a little rain on that parade.
I mean, I'm waiting.
In Ann Arbor. And Rob G., do you have some of the details? But Michigan is being investigated by the NCAA for violations. Doom, doom, doom. Like, here we go with the music. Here we go. Rob G, you got some details?
Yeah, it's all level.
Dan Wetzel is the one who broke this story for Yahoo.
Right, it's all level one violations for now that we know of. Again, more could come out as this becomes official and the, I don't know if their charges or whatever they are become formally announced. But according to multiple reports, the violations stem from Michigan using too many coaches at practice sessions, meeting with multiple recruits during a COVID-19 dead period, and watching player workouts over a video feed when they were not supposed to.
Hmm. Okay.
Ephraim, okay, so that's just the backdrop. It's right. Not like they're throwing the book at Michigan, but it's the backdrop. If you're Jim Harbaugh, what are you doing? And is this time to skedaddle? Or he can be king there, you know, like, and I say he can be king in Ann Arbor for this reason. Bo Schembechler, who they have a statue of on campus, their legendary coach, never won a national championship at Michigan. So the standards are, and Lloyd Carr won the only one that Michigan has, the mythical one with Nebraska
right.
in 1997. Mm-hmm. Ephraim, that's it. They haven't won anything since the Louisiana Purchase. Sorry, Alex, I had to say it. Thank you. That's it, Ephraim. So he could stay there, and he made them relevant again. And people in Ann Arbor, Michigan will be like, hey, at least they talk about us and we're relevant. Or if you're Jim Harbaugh and he's in his early 60s, is this your last shot at the NFL to try to get back there?
Well, I think the turnover in the NFL with coaches is so great every year. There'll be other opportunities. As we see every year, there are multiple vacancies at the NFL level. Somebody's always messing it up. Our owners are tired and ready to make a change. So in that aspect, I think there'll always be an opportunity. But I do think, much like Pete Carroll pulled the cord and got up out of USC when there were rumblings of things happening that shouldn't have been happening.
He got out of Dodge quickly.
Boy, he pulled that parachute. He was out, right? And I think this may be a similar situation, not going into fault of Michigan's football team. I don't know anything about, what has and hasn't transpired there in terms of breaking the rules. But what I will say is I think this is an opportunity for Harbaugh to get back into the NFL, which – based on his meeting that he took with Minnesota last year, he wants to do. I think he feels, in my opinion, that he's taken Michigan as far as he can, especially losing to TCU. I believe that him beating Ohio State twice back-to-back when they were ranked higher, I think putting that on his resume as a Michigan guy, I think he's won that. So the next step would be for him to go back to the NFL. I think he really enjoyed playing against his brother, that Super Bowl that they had against each other.
When the lights went out in right? Georgia, you remember that?
Yeah, but those are that's like the once-in-a-lifetime types of things you get to do with your brother, and you get to compete on the highest stage in the highest game. I think that's attractive to him. And
can for you imagine their dad, you know, who was a coach? You're sitting there watching the Super Bowl, and your two boys coaching against each other.
How's that ever happen?
It doesn't happen.
Right. So I think just that in itself is a reason for him wanting to get back up to the next level and not having to deal with whatever sanctions are disciplinary actions that are getting ready to happen to Michigan's football team. I think he'll go on to the next level.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think you want to get out when things are good. And even though they lost to TCU, the people at Michigan feel like he accomplished something. Do you know, like, he couldn't have left Ephraim when they wanted to cut his pay and they were embarrassed that's where you leave with your tail between your
legs. And he remembers that as well now, too. Right. I mean,
So now he's able to go, You guys, we beat Ohio State, including at the Horseshoe.
Yeah,
okay?
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't just we beat them at the Big House. We beat them at the Horseshoe. We were higher ranked. We went to the college football playoffs twice. All the other stuff he can pile up and say, look at what we got and what I did and what I turned this program back into. And now it's time for me to move on. Because if they've won one national championship, you know, in that long, are we sure Michigan's going to win a national championship?
No.
They've had great players,
yeah.
Ephraim.
Yeah. Never really quite
Tom
right.
Tom Brady played there.
Yeah. So I just think, you know, it's time. I think he's more geared to the NFL game. He's shown when he was the coach of the Niners, he's willing to take chances. He can obviously relate to the players. And I think it's something that he feels like he's accomplished what he needed to accomplish at Michigan. I really believe that.
I don't disagree. I think it would have been ideal had they gotten into the championship
right,
game.
Storybook. That's exactly.
Right. If they get in, even if they were lost, you could, I got you to the national championship game. And we were, you know, they had a coach named Brady Hoke, who they used to, his nickname in Michigan, Ephraim, was Brady Joke. It was so bad, you know.
Yeah, I know. He's the head coach of the San Diego State Aztecs.
Oh, is he with your
Yeah, I understand. I get it. Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah.
How are they doing down there? I'm just asking. I don't know.
Man.
Not good?
Hey, brother, let me just, you know.
Okay, I'm just.
You know.
But that was his nickname.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
On the radio in Michigan. When I worked in Detroit. So, but anyway, I think at this point now, if you're Jim Harbaugh, you should really think about it. Because if you slide back, and you know he remembers, I had to take a haircut. They embarrassed me. They asked for money back. Oh, you don't think Ephraim? You don't think he remembers that?
Oh, he knows.
That hurts.
Yeah, he knows. He definitely knows. So. This is one of those things where he would have been gone last year, right? He would have been gone last year, but Minnesota didn't want him. He came back, remarkable job with Michigan again, got him to the exact same point they got to last year, and now there are multiple jobs, there are multiple teams that would love to have him. The Denver Broncos. They had they had probably the most money to spend in terms of ownership, wealth, and value. And, you know, if he can fix Russell Wilson, at least he has a quarterback in place.
Right, where that's the hard part. He could go back to Indianapolis where he played for the Colts. He was a popular guy there.
But he
could go there, but they don't have a quarterback.
The cupboard's bare.
Right, the cupboard's bare. So, do you want to get some of that Jeff Saturday salad that Jeff Saturday's been eating? Because it's bad.
Yeah, I really believe that this is something that, you know, he'll do. He'll probably land in Denver. He'll get, $8-9 million a year to come in there and try to right that ship. I know the Denver Bronco fans will be ecstatic to have him. And, you know, this will be the next chapter in his storied coaching career.
Does he have to win a championship? Like to me, like he was paid when he first got to Michigan. He was paid amongst the top four guys, mm-hmm. but everybody else had a championship except for Jim Harbaugh.
Right.
And at some point, to punch his ticket about how good of a coach, I think he needs to win a championship. NFL, college, no, yes?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I think there have been dynamic and tremendous coaches who've never won a championship. It's such a rare thing on both levels to
be
able.
Okay, let me ask you. Marv Levy lost four straight Super Bowls.
One of the best coaches.
Is he a great coach or it's a dubious honor?
Do you know why he's a great coach? Because I understand how hard it is to get to the Super Bowl.
I get that, but here's my issue when people say he's a great coach. If he's great, What do you call the guy who actually won two or three Super Bowls? He's great, so he can't be great.
Wait, hold on. Wait. This notion that there's only one great, like there's the levels of greatness.
No, there is not.
What?
No.
Are you kidding me?
We gotta do that. We gonna have that conversation. All right. No, I'm sorry. Everybody's not great. This is the problem that we have in sports today. Everybody's not great. But let's do this. Do you expect Jim Harbaugh to be coaching in the NFL next season? And if so, which team do you think would be best fit for Mr. Jim Harbaugh? We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple with Ephraim Salaam in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It is The Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. 877-99 on Fox for you laymen. 877-996-6369. We're talking about Jim Harbaugh. Do you expect him to be in the NFL? And if you do, which team do you think best suits him and be the best situation for Jim Harbaugh leaving Michigan? 877-99 on Fox.
We got Brandon in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I think Harbaugh, you know, I heard that he's actually looking about $20 million a year from the Broncos, which would be pretty
insane. $20 million?
Yeah, I heard that straight from Cowherd. So it definitely seems credible. But what people aren't talking about is I think Frank Wright is actually a better option to really help Russell Wilson, you know, get his groove back.
That's a good point.
That is a good point really there, good Brandon. Point. Really good point.
Yeah, that's $20 million. Woof. I guess
$20 million.
I guess if the Raiders paid, you know, John Gruden $10 million a year for that debacle.
Oh, so this is a McIntyre report that's what he's looking for.
That is correct, Rob Parker. I know you don't miss the Straight Fire podcast.
I never miss Straight Fire. You know, but I never listened to it, so I never miss it.
One thing you can say about J-Mac is he talks to a lot of people in the agent biz, which is kind of why his website popped off like it did back in those days.
Right.
All the sports media news was all agent conversation. And
of course.
In the agent world, the scuttlebutt is that one of these teams is going to offer him $20 million a season.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
Hey, man, it doesn't go against the cap, man.
They can pay coaches anything. But John Gruden, the 10-year, $100 million was ridiculous. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Robert in Missouri. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's a pleasure to speak to both of y'all.
Thank you.
Now, when y'all were talking about the commercial, the level of greatness.
Right.
I'm with you, Ephraim, because if that's the case, and I'm hitting y'all with three sports, basketball, Barkley, football, LaDainian Tomlinson, and also, I can't think of the name, forget it, but would you not consider Barkley and LaDainian Tomlinson great?
Yes, but here's the difference. How do you judge a coach? How do you judge a coach?
I'm with the Marty Schottenheim and also the
Marty Schottenheim wasn't a great coach. He wasn't.
And the Buffalo Bills coach.
No. Yes. They were not. Hey, Andy Reid, for all his winning, thank God that he got the one. Because Andy Reid had lost more big games than anybody. Yeah. Thank God that Patrick Mahomes showed up.
Yeah, but if
Andy Reid never won, you would say he was one of the greatest coaches in NFL history? I'm just asking.
See, you're moving the goalposts, Rob. We said great. Now you're saying
one of the greatest. I said one of the greatest.
Yeah. See, now that's the difference. Like when you switch up the language of things.
No.
That being great and being one of the greatest.
No.
That's because now you're talking about top five. When you say one of the greatest for anything, one of the greatest basketball players ever. Right now we're talking about where do you rank amongst the great
players.
Same with coaches.
As you know, I have a Baseball Hall of Fame vote.
Of course.
Okay. When I vote, if there's a debate about you, Ephraim, you're not a Hall of Famer.
Is Barry Bonds one of the greatest?
No. Yeah.
He's not great?
He is. What I'm talking about. Right, no. The issue is about. Yeah, the issue is about juice. It ain't about his. I'm talking about if you have to argue somebody's numbers to me, okay? Oh, wait a minute, but he did this and he did that. Yeah, I know he never won an MVP, but he did. If you have to debate me, you're not a Hall of Famer. When I say Hank Aaron, what is the debate? There is no debate. When I say Tom Seaver, what is the debate? There is no debate. If I say Babe Ruth, what is the debate? Those to me are Hall of Famers and the all-time greats. Everybody's not great. Okay, let's take some more calls. I'm sorry. Ephraim, we need the next time you, Rob G, remember this segment. Because the next time we do this, we will do a segment on it. I don't care what's going on that day. 877-99 on Fox.
We got KJ in Shreveport. You on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Yes, sir. I'm kind of mixed on it, but I think that he would
stay at Michigan versus going to the NFL. But I, you know, I'm a 49er fan, so I know he can have success there. And with either team that he goes to, you know, Harbaugh is the one who had Kaepernick under control. So right. If he would have went to Denver, he's got Russell. Or if he would go to Arizona, he got, you know, he can deal with Kyler. So, you know, I think he would have success at either one, but I really think he don't want to deal with all that rigmarole from the front office and the ownership going to the league. When he's king, like y'all said, he's king at Michigan. Why right. would I want to have to go in with a GM and then I have to deal with this owner on control battling? Because, you know, Harbaugh needs that power.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salamin for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And now let's welcome in our guest, Charlie Goldsmith. He covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer, a place I once worked. Charlie, did you know that?
I did. I think we have a couple mutual friends.
Who do we have? Who? Tell me.
I think you know Bobby Nightingale.
Yes, and of course I know Bobby Nightingale. Yes, sir. No doubt. Right. Well, who else? Give me one more.
You know Michael Ball?
Of course I know.
Everyone
Absolutely.
Knows Flea.
Yes, everybody knows Flea, no doubt about it. Well, welcome into the Odd Couple. We appreciate it. Let's talk about, obviously, the Bengals were kind of going along with everything, you know, because of what happened, and we get it with Hamlin. Nobody wants to seem insensitive, but now that the NFL has spoken, has pushed back. What's the mood and what's going on in Cincinnati? People aren't happy with what the NFL has come up with, are they?
So Zach Taylor is a coach who, since he became a head coach in 2019, has made a point to never try to make headlines. He's someone who has spoken about culture and identity and set the tone with the locker room. But before today, his approach hadn't been being the guy who's challenging rules across the NFL, the guy weighing in with his opinions on trends in the league. And then today we saw a different Zach Taylor than we've ever seen. We saw Zach Taylor who was more fired up than I had ever seen him during my time covering him. His question is, why didn't the NFL follow the rules they had in place? And here's what he said. Why did they put a situation in place that gives everyone else a better chance to win the Super Bowl, but a Bengals a worse chance to win the Super Bowl?
And what is that? What do you think that reason is? Obviously, the rule was there. It's not working out in the favor of Cincinnati. They may not even be able to host the playoff game. Why do you think this is happening?
I think the number one reason is no one really knows what to do. Bengal safety Mike Thomas is the vice president of the NFLPA, and he said fairness isn't really a thing you can expect when you're in such an unprecedented situation where there have been so many moving pieces going on across the NFL all week. And, you know, I don't think the NFL was targeting the Bengals. I don't think they were trying to give the Bengals a raw deal. But the message from the top, from Vice President Katie Blackburn, who has a very important role on the competition committee and was in these meetings all week, presenting her case to the league and trying to rally as many votes as she could, from her all the way down to the 53rd guy on the Bengals roster, they're very disappointed with this outcome that has put the Bengals in a worse position.
And you know, the Bengals have been playing lights out football. What do they want? 7 in a row? They were leading in that game, and it just started. So I'm not going to say that they were automatically going to win that. But I'm sure that's part of what they're feeling like was, we're at home. We're in a big game against Buffalo. We had a good chance of winning that. And if they ran the table, right, could have been the top seed.
Exactly. And I think part of it, too, a big reason for their frustration is they controlled their own destiny for the number two seed. And with the decisions the league has made about home field advantage, about the potential coin flip with the Ravens, all of those decisions basically are operating under the assumption that the Bengals lost that game. What's happened is everything that would have happened had the Bengals lost to the Bills. And like you said, the Bengals, there might not be a team playing better football in the entire NFL
right.
than the Bengals right now. They've beat the Chiefs. They've been just as hot as the Bills. The Eagles have their quarterback injury. The Bengals are in a very good place. And now they're saying, hey, we're going to use this as motivation and go on a roll in January.
Yeah, and for the layman out there, can you explain to them what is the worst case scenario that can happen to the Bengals based on this new rule?
The worst case is if they lose to the Ravens and the Chargers beat the Broncos, then even though the Bengals will be the division champs, the NFL would have a coin flip to determine who would host the first-round game between the Bengals and the Ravens. And it would be the first time ever that a division champ doesn't get the home playoff game. That's the whole point of winning the division. And that's something that Zach Taylor multiple times said just didn't make any sense to him.
No, that and that's fair. That's fair.
You win the division.
I don't even know why it's a coin flip. If you win the division, you should have the home game. Let me also ask you about, I think, the unfortunate situation that happened also hurt Joe Burrow personally, right? I mean, the way he was playing in the two games he had in front of him, had he played well and put up some numbers, he would have had a chance at the MVP, don't you think?
It's funny. Like, the case in the path was for Joe Burrow to average, like, 350 yards a game, put the team on his back, and get two huge wins to end the season. Which is exactly what he did last year. Last year in 2021, what he did is he threw for, I think, 535 against the Ravens, and then him and Ja'Marr Chase had the best quarterback-receiver game in Bengals history against the Chiefs, and the Bengals stormed into the postseason. And, you know, the Bengals' offense stylistically has been making some big changes recently to put more and more on Burrow's plate. He threw the ball 50 times against the Patriots. I think that game plan would have continued against the Bills and this week against the Ravens, so Burrow did kind of lose his chance to make a huge exclamation point to be the MVP.
So many moving pieces, so many things. T. Higgins, there's been some backlash against this young man. How is he dealing with this? How's the team dealing with the situation that happened in the Buffalo game?
T's had a tough week. We talked to him yesterday, and he said what's gotten him through it have been, one, the conversations he's had with the Hamlin family and the support they've shown, and two, you know, the good news that we've received consistently all week. T is a guy who the Bengals have made a specific point to check in on regularly. The Bengals have provided tons of mental health resources to their players, specifically, you know, for guys like T who have been having a tough week. And again, when we talked to T yesterday, he said, now that I know DeMar is good, I'm good. He's ready to play against the Ravens, and I think he's very much looking forward to kind of the escape of being back on the football field.
Our guest is Charlie Goldsmith. He covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer. And, Charlie, I mean, I got to be honest. I didn't think they'd make the playoffs this year. I've seen it before where a team comes out of nowhere, has a run, they get to the Super Bowl, and then the next year they don't make it. They started out 0-2, they started 2-4. I was feeling real good, and then the rain came on me and stormed. But are you surprised that they're back where they are considering the start of the season? And they lost games with Mixon, they lost games with Chase. Burrow had the appendectomy right before the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a couple things here. Are you shocked at where they are?
It is a better team than they entered last season with. The only thing holding them back last year was the offensive line, and they went out and spent more on the offensive line alone than they had spent in almost any other free agency in franchise history. And it's really interesting to point out that 0-2 turning point. After that week, the Bengals could have said, Zach Taylor could have said, everyone take a deep breath. We're going to be fine. We just made the Super Bowl. Let's keep going. But Zach Taylor ripped up some of the offense. You know, the Bengals coaching staff called out the offensive line more than they had at any point over the last few seasons. The Bengals had some really tough conversations this week. They made some really big changes. They made some changes to make them more aggressive. And what everyone in that locker room says is that approach and that mentality after week two is what really saved their season.
Yeah, I agree with that. And tell us about how important Samaje Perine has been to this team, not having Joe Mixon for a stretch there during the season. He came in and he really pumped some new blood into that backfield when the Bengals were going on that run.
He had the best game of his NFL career back-to-back weeks in a crucial stretch of the season. He's been a very powerful runner, but I think what he's done best is his role as a third down back. The biggest difference in Joe Burrow this year, what's helped him become more efficient and more consistent, is he's checking the ball down more quickly. And what's happened is Samaje is one of the best check down receivers in the league. I've seen it a million times where he catches the ball at the line of scrimmage, puts his head down, rolls through five tackles. He's turned that into about four touchdowns this season. So Samaje's ability to do that, his ability to turn quick catches into big gains, that has quite literally changed the way that defenses have to play the Bengals on third down.
His name is Charlie Goldsmith. He covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer, and he just gave us some great insight. Make sure you say hi to your sports editor, Jason Hoffman, who is a great guy who I'm in contact with and I know. All right, I appreciate it, Charlie.
Thank you, and I'll tell Jason you say hi.
No doubt.
Appreciate you, Charlie.
No doubt. Lamar Jackson could be making himself some money, and it hasn't played in over a month now. We'll get into that. Next, it is The Odd Couple with Ephraim Salaam and Rob Parker here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Everyone across the great U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Randall gets it back, nearly stolen. The right wing, up fake again, now a three. Knocks down another one with a hand in his face. The Knicks reserves on their feet. They cannot believe it. Randall with five threes in over 5 minutes.
That was the Progressive play of the day. Progressive is making things even easier. That will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And Ephraim, Julius Randle, you know, like it was a couple of years ago, he really had the breakout season.
Yeah.
But he's playing, and then last year he had a down year, but he's playing good for the Knicks again.
He is. He just needed an accompaniment, right? He's not your number one guy. He can't carry the load that the Knicks placed on him in that breakout year. He needed somebody else, and Derrick Rose was too far past Derrick Rose to be that guy.
And the Knicks are up tonight as we speak, up 10. They would be up by 20 if they had traded for Donovan Mitchell, but that didn't happen. I'm sorry. Let's get to Lamar. I wanted to say Lamar Mitchell, Lamar Jackson, the quarterback from the Baltimore Ravens. Ephraim, he's been out for a month, almost going on. What do you make of what's happening? You know, there's all kinds of speculation. He doesn't want to play and get hurt. He wants to get paid, all that. It's hard for me to buy into that because not playing now is going to get you a deal, right?
Yeah. I
just don't get that.
I'm scratching my head because on one hand, it's like, all right, you see what it's like without me. So, obviously, you need me. So break me off. And then on the flip side is, this is why we don't want to break you off like you're asking.
Right.
Because we don't have you for a third or a fourth of the year. Like, we can't.
This is what 100%.
Right.
That would be their pushback is the last 3 years you got hurt every year.
Right. And remember down the stretch last year he got hurt.
Right.
So now it's almost like he's hoping their argument against him, and he may be just hyper-focused on his side of the argument, which is this doesn't work without me. So there's an impasse here that it's, you know, it has you scratching your head. As a player, I'm like, yo, bro, if you can play, you got to play.
No, right. And here's the other thing. Like, you don't have to play this game. You ready? Here's the numbers. If they want to crunch numbers upstairs in the front office, the Ravens average 25 points a game with Lamar Jackson and 12 without him. 12 in the NFL.
Right.
How many games are you going to win in the NFL scoring 12 points? And here's the other one. In his career, he wins 75% of his games. End of story. You don't need to. And if you're Lamar and you want to do this or make a point, Ephraim, it's before the season. He could have said, I'm not playing until I sign a guaranteed contract. Now, you saw Jerry Jones has caved on a number of players.
Yes.
Do you remember after they won the Super Bowl the next year, Emmitt didn't play the first two games?
Yep.
Cowboys lost the first two. Jerry ran with a truckload of money for Emmitt Smith. And then you saw he also did it for Ezekiel. That's how he got his money. It's got to be before that. Go ahead, play. Lose the first four games and then call me.
Right.
Like, seriously.
Yeah, it's hard to do it in the middle of the year. Because you give them the argument of your health and you can't stay healthy. So, it's a weird situation where obviously Baltimore wants Lamar Jackson to be their quarterback for the next decade. And I'm sure Lamar wants to be there. If a long-term deal doesn't get done, it's, you know, 2 years of franchise tags. With an injury, you know, an injury-prone quarterback, you know, you start getting hurt multiple years in a row, then you get that moniker. You become injury-prone.
It worked for Dak. He got an unprecedented that. You know, he got hurt. You remember that?
Yeah, but Jerry Jones, once again, does things.
Yeah, I know.
you can't hold that to what the standard is. You know what I mean?
No, I agree with you.
Like, he re-upped on.
Jerry caves.
Yeah, he caved on Ezekiel Elliott. And he had 2 years left on his deal. I'm like, go sit over there then.
But at the time, Ezekiel was the best runner in the league and all that.
Been
and the Cowboys
since.
Were winning. I know.
Has it been worse investment?
Yes, but and you're right. The biggest thing is, like, I would have said, if I'm running a team, it's a business. Dude, you'll get paid, but you got 2 years left on your contract. Keep playing.
Or not.
And you will get paid.
Nope.
I'm a man of my word. You keep playing. And, of course, Jerry caved, and look at where they are now. So, Lamar, do you expect him to play? Is his season over? Or nobody really knows.
I don't know.
About a minute left.
I know he's not playing this week. which is silly. How do you come back for the playoffs after being gone for that long?
It's going to be, what, 5 weeks?
Yeah, that's really difficult to do, to just to pop in. And the level of the game increases tenfold when you get to the second season, which is the playoffs. So I wouldn't even want to put him in that situation.
Yeah, it is definitely a tough situation for the Ravens, because I had them picked. I had the Ravens and Packers before the season for the Super Bowl.
Throw that away.
All right, coming up next, hour number three, we're going to talk about the number one seed. The Bengals are, you know, messed up over it, but does it really matter in the NFL? It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay!
Everyone in America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.